Acknowledgements. Big stories are never neat. They suck up your waking hours and invade your thoughts. Everyday responsibilities get overlooked. That's when friends and loved ones compensate for your absence of mind and body. This book arrives 6 years after the story behind it was first uncovered. It follows a flurry of new material, mostly from the Royal Commission, that furnished assumptions and suppositions with hard facts. It has been written out of the chronic chaos of a very tough year. It wouldn't have happened without the support of so many. Andrew Rule has long provided wisdom to the authors. His knowledge of gangland is surpassed only by his understanding of human nature. He, along with the age's John Sylvester, trailblazed gangland media coverage in the 2000s. Any work about gangland ought to bow to their example. They made sense of the confusing array of criminals and detectives. They made them real. Damon Johnston, our then editor at the Herald Sun, gave us the time, resources, and commitment to write this story. He was critical to the story's birth, and he backed it through the empty years when it mostly seemed that no proper story could ever be told. He cleared paths for information in a way that no amount of knocking on doors could. Chris Tinkler, the Herald Sun's deputy editor, steered us through the impenetrable permutations of ever-changing information. He was patient, even when he had cause not to be. He was the sounding board and arbiter for the hundreds of fresh leads that shifted the story this way or that. It's fair to say that we grew to be myopic. What seemed simple enough to us, once we had mastered the tenets of confidentiality, independent counsel, unsafe convictions, and a dozen more legal principles, threatened at times to read like turgid nonsense to the average reader. Emma Dowden, our book editor, had the tricky task of editing a raw manuscript that was not only necessarily unfinished, but very bloody complicated. Her suggestions for simplifying the story and its themes were almost always right, even when we didn't want to hear them. She too showed wisdom and patience that contributed so much to the final result. To the bigger team at HarperCollins, thank you. The then managing director, James Kellow, enveloped us in an enthusiasm that eased the sheer steepness of the task ahead. Publisher Helen Littleton shepherded us through the long months when it was unclear which way was up. We are very grateful to editor Rachel Dennis, HarperCollins counsel Sophia Konomos, and now managing director Jim Demetrio. John Paul Cashin legaled this book and most of the Herald Sun's stories that appeared about Lawyer X. His even temperament was a cherished gift in those early years when the police fought the newspaper's right to tell the story through the courts. He and colleague Justin Quill embarked on the legal equivalent of nailing jelly to a wall. They clamoured, finessed, and sometimes begged so that aspects of the story could be revealed years before anyone else glimpsed the bigger picture. Tracy Matters at the Royal Commission into the Management of Police Informants was invaluable, and not only for the little treats she regaled the working journalists with. To this day, she receives every silly question with a smile. Carl Iron wants to thank his son, Charlie, for his care and concern. He thanks his daughter, Chloe, for reminding him that this book is taking a very long time. To Jack, thank you for watching so much TV with subtitles and the volume on mute. To Maddie, the mugs are great, but it's about time you made the coffee to put in them. To Tom, thank you for so many kicks of the footy with old mate. They all, along with Carl Lyon's partner Susie, say that Carl Lyon has been trying during the writing of this book, and they are right. Caroline thanks them for their kindness and patience, especially Susie, after she tackled an early manuscript with a very red pen. Her brave appraisal was vindicated when Caroline's mother Denise did the same. Carol and Steph, thank you so much for helping out. Carlyon's father, Les, liked to say that he taught his son everything his son knows, and Carlyon likes to say what Anthony Cummings, son of horse trainer Bart, once said, "If only Dad had taught me everything he knew." Les Carlyon passed away 4 days after Nicola Gobbo was publicly named in March 2019. He can take credit for anything that works in this book. There are many others to whom we are grateful. Peter Blunden, then managing director of the Herald and Weekly Times, backed the endeavour from the start. Jill Baker corralled Carlyon for many years in newspapers and magazines. No other newspaper editor can compare with her for reader instincts. Her biggest gift? She always had faith. So did Neil Mitchell and Gary Linnell, whose big-heartedness and overabundance of journalistic talent have always set impossible benchmarks to strive for. As for Dowsley, he has learned from journalist Mark Butler and Porreg Murphy for years. They are among the many colleagues integral to the telling of the Lawyer X story who remained largely behind the scenes. Like Carlyon, Dowsley has ink in his veins, passed down through his father Jim, a lifelong newspaper man. While Dowsley's drive, along with his dancing ability, comes from his mother Lorna, his instinct for the law was inspired by watching his older brother James become a criminal lawyer. His sister Susan, a teacher, taught him how to spell. To Siobhan, who met Dowsley just months before this madness unravelled, journo life isn't always this hectic. Dowsley cannot thank them all enough. Lawyer Zara Gard Wilson was generous with her insights. To others in the law, we are indebted to you. We would especially like to acknowledge Rob Starry, a great defender, whose rapier wit and even sharper legal mind have been influential throughout this investigation. To many others who have helped piece together the jigsaw puzzle of Lawyer X, we cannot mention your names, but you have shone a light on an unprecedented scandal that is still unfolding. Lastly, to Nicola Gobbo, you are one of a kind. Belinda and Harper Audio Australia hope you enjoyed the reading of Lawyer X, written by Anthony Dowsley and Patrick Carlyon, and read by Abby Holmes. Our audiobooks are becoming increasingly popular among travellers, families, and people who are on the go. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, please introduce your friends and family to the experience. We're sure they'll love you for it. If you want to hear more about our fabulous range of titles, please visit us online at belinda.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.